This episode of the Chai Lounge is sponsored by Turisto with 25 years of experience in the global travel industry. Turisto specializes in creating unique experiences for both the corporate and leisure traveler. Joining me on this episode of the Chai Lounge is Mohammed Wadi, the Managing Director of Turisto. Mohammed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to the Chai Lounge.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Safira. And it's an honor to be on the Chai Lounge.
So we're talking about something very interesting. Did you know you can perform an Umrah from the comfort of your own home if you download this app called Tawkeel? This gives you the opportunity to view your Umrah being performed on behalf of yourself or a loved one in real time. Can you chat to us a little bit about this app, Mohammed?
Firstly, the concept behind it. So, and I need to correct you as well, Safira. So Umrah Badal is a religious prescription. It is one of the authentic ways from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to benefit the deceased or the aged or the sick, those people that are unable to go and perform Umrah. So this is from the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as narrated in Masai, where a person came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, oh, my father is an old man who cannot perform Hajj, Umrah or travel. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that perform Hajj or Umrah or end Umrah on his behalf. So it is a way we all, as Muslims, you know, we always look after the deceased. We want to continuously benefit them, our parents, our friends, mothers, sisters, whoever we have lost. And this is the one way where we can benefit them according to the authentic sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is to perform Hajj or Umrah on their behalf or to depute someone to perform Hajj or Umrah on their behalf. So I need to just, you know, be very clear from the start. If a person is alive, fit and able to perform Umrah, then we cannot perform Umrah on, or no one can perform Umrah on their behalf. So this is something reserved strictly for those that have passed away, those that are too ill to travel or age to travel or have got some kind of handicap to travel. So this makes it a very easy way for a person from the comfort of their home or where they're sitting via app on the phone or the website to depute a person, a qualified individual that has learned the Sharia laws of how to make Umrah, a resident of Makkah, to go and perform Umrah on either their own behalf if they're not able to do so according to the Sharia, or on behalf of a beloved person, someone that is deceased or aged or old, etc. And the fantastic thing about this platform, one is that it's an official platform registered in Saudi Arabia. It's a legitimate body. And more importantly is that a person can monitor the entire Umrah from start to scratch. So you can observe and track the person that is making the Umrah from the time that they go to the Haram boundary, Masjid Aisha, coming to the Haram, commencing the Tawaf, following them for each Tawaf and the Sa'i until they cut their hair. Then you get video evidence of it as well. You get a certificate to download as well, confirmation that the Umrah has been completed. Furthermore, it's the pay gate. Is extremely easy. It happens from the comfort of your phone, Apple Pay or via your credit card, etc. And these are all platforms that are registered with the Saudi Arabian government.
Okay. So how is this? How did you guys coordinate this logistically? So is there a team in South Africa and a team in Saudi Arabia? How is it coordinated?
The primary team is an organization based in Saudi Arabia, in Makkah. Yeah. Where they have managed to get, and this benefit is multifold, they managed to get individuals, generally poor people or not so well-to-do people, that they pay them to perform the Umrah. All right.
Okay.
But these people are scholars. They go through training courses to ensure that they know the laws of performing Umrah. And reliable people, so they monitor them, they've trained them, they've vetted them, they make sure they're legal citizens, even to complete, they need to complete a certain Saudi Arabian government verification, you know, OTPs processes for that residents and citizens have, they need to follow those processes. And after that, these people are selected, they're waiting in a queue, waiting for people to instruct them to perform the Umrah. The nice thing about this year as well is that you can either stipulate for the Umrah to be performed immediately. If I decide now that I want the Umrah to be performed at this particular time, within approximately 3 hours that Umrah can be completed, giving sufficient time to find a person, right, for him to get ready for his Umrah, drive down to the Haram boundary, Masjid Aisha, or what we know as Tan'im, and come back and perform the Umrah. On the other hand, a person from now can book a specific time. You know, down to from now, you want to book that your Umrah must be on this particular day, at this particular time, at the Hajjah time, at Friday evening, or even, you know, 27th night of Ramadan.
Yeah.
For example, you can now stipulate that Umrah is performed at that particular time. And the app does give you reminders on your phone that your Umrah is, you know, if you've forgotten when you booked for, the app comes and tells you, listen, the Umrah is commencing, and then you can track it in real time.
I want to come in with a Shari question. You did mention Umrah Badal is for somebody who's incapacitated or on behalf of somebody who's passed away. What about if you are financially unable to perform in Umrah? Could you use this platform and this app to perform in Umrah on your behalf?
Okay. And I wish I could say yes, but we're restricted by the Sharia. And that, unfortunately, we cannot do.
Okay.
The Sharia doesn't allow for a person that's able to physically and mentally to be able to perform the Umrah. Finance is a criteria that, because that Umrah, the Hajj, in particular Hajj, is not compulsory, so a person cannot delegate someone else to do that.
Okay. So this is a fantastic platform. For the benefit of our listeners, can you tell us exactly if I want to take advantage of this and I want an Umrah al-Badal to be performed on behalf of a loved one, what's the practical steps that one needs to do in order to get this done?
Two steps. One is you can go and we will provide the links. One is to go onto the website, tawkeel.com,
okay,
or to download the apps with the links we would provide, inshallah ta'ala. The first time you're going to create an account, a username and password, etc. Thereafter, it's very simple. You just go in. It's an extremely simple process of choosing. The first step is who are you making the Umrah on whose behalf? So you put in the person's name, the relationship. It asks if the person is deceased or alive. Thereafter, you stipulate the date and the time. All right, and it goes over to the pay gate. All right, at the moment it works off to about 88 US dollars. Per Umrah, including the VAT, etc. So it's about in the region of $88, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I just want to check if my...
Under 2000.
Correct. Yeah, it's about... correct, approximately. So a person goes, they make the payment. Immediately, it's delegated to the person. And as soon as the Umrah commences, you're notified on your app. And then immediately, one is you've got two things. One is the live tracking of the entire process. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's completed as well, the person that is performing the Umrah needs to upload certain amount of videos where the person makes the intention with the, mentioning the name of the person that the Umrah is performed on their behalf, when a person enters the Haram, when they cut their hair, the entire process from certain period to period. These videos get sent to you to verify, to ensure that you're comfortable that your Umrah has been completed in the correct way and according to the correct method.
Okay, so you literally witnessing an Umrah taking place in real time.
100%.
And you can be in any part of the world and you can
be any part of the world, you can be sitting anywhere. You know, sometimes, I'll be honest with you, you're sitting alone, you're sitting on a function on Eid day and you remember loved one, how you miss them, etc. The best way to do to benefit them is to make dua or give some charity out on their behalf or even Umrah. So it's a matter of once, if you've got already access, you've registered your username and password, etc. It's all for you just to press two or three buttons, press the pay button and then Umrah gets done for a person. You know, what a better way than this to benefit people that we love and we wish we were with or wish they were with us as well.
Mm-hmm. I've downloaded the app in preparation for the show and I'm actually going to use a promo code from the team and I'm going to show you guys exactly how I go about doing one of these Umrah al-Badals. But I must say the user face, the interface, it's very easy to use. It's very easy to navigate. And I'm noticing there's also other services that are afforded to a person who downloads the app. What would the other services be? Are those live and active at the moment?
They are live and active. So, for example, if someone wants to give out charity within Saudi Arabia, whether it be water, whether it be food parcels, etc., there are those options as well that a person can go through and designate where it is delivered. Currently in Saudi Arabia, they've got a process where every single mosque gives out ice cold water. They've got fridges in the masjid, etc., for free. So those are one of the benefits that you can do where you can donate and ensure that, you know, one is to drink water, but when you live in the desert in high times, is to ensure that every person that enters the masjid gets ice cold water. You know, that's just some of the things that they're doing. And hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, through Tawkeel, we'd like to expand, you know, to other avenues of doing good and making it easy for people to do good.
I want to go back to the time frame. It was very impressive. You said, you know, as soon as you decide, okay, you'd like an Umrah al-Badal to be performed on behalf of a loved one, the time frame is very short. So how long approximately would one have to wait until from the beginning you download the app, you book the Umrah session, and then till the end, how long would that take?
Look, if you take an instant, immediate Umrah that you wanted, we estimate that Umrah will be completed within 3 hours. You know, approximately give the guy half an hour to prepare himself, etc. Get to the miqat or the haram boundary rather. Tan'im, make the intention, come back to the haram. Umrah, we give approximately, you know, 1.5 hours to complete the Umrah, about 30 to 40 minutes for the tawaf and about an hour for the sa'i, etc. So you're looking at approximately, if you want an immediate Umrah, within 3 hours, with the will of Allah, it should be completed.
SubhanAllah, that's amazing. It's really nice to see the merging of technology with aspects of our deen and how this can happen in real time. And it's such a comfort, I think, especially for people who have lost a loved one and that loved one has never had the opportunity to perform an Umrah. So I think this is a fantastic opportunity to give that sadaqah to them or that reward to them for a completed Umrah. Is there any plans to even expand this perhaps to Hajj in future?
Yes, we are looking at that. Hajj becomes a bit more complicated, so we are busy in the process to see, you know, the quotas that we see does not only apply to South African Hajj, it applies even to pilgrims in Saudi Arabia, in fact, to pilgrims inside of the city of Makkah as well. So, you know, going, if we go on that route, we need to ensure that we have got that capacity and that permission for the individuals to perform Hajj on its own, never mind for someone else. So that is proving a bit of a challenge, but with the will of Allah, inshallah, we would like to complete that in the near future.
Who is the team behind the app and what was the intention behind facilitating something like this?
The primary, two primary reasons for the app or the entire program was one, to ensure easy implementation of someone making Umrah Badal on behalf of someone else. Now, in the past until today, you've got a lot of people that would say, listen, I'm going to make Umrah on your behalf, or I've got so many people to make. Is this legitimate? Are people actually doing this? You know, all those kind of question marks come into place. So it was a matter of providing a safe, authentic method, verified, you know, platform for people to ensure that Umrah Badal is being made. And something like Umrah Badal or Hajj Badal, it's been happening since the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, till today in our region, you'd find people that would, you know, pay someone to say, listen, go and make Hajj Umrah on someone's behalf. Sometimes the person, even in their will, you know, they might write to say, listen, someone needs to make Umrah or Hajj on my behalf. And this now becomes an obligation upon the execution of the estate to make sure they do, you know, to complete those wasiyas or bequests. So that was the one part. The other part is also to benefit the poor. People are sitting at home. People are unemployed. They go, they make the Umrah. They get paid very little from there. There's not much that they really get paid from there. But at least it's something and it puts food on the table. So it's twofold. One is benefiting the deceased. And the other hand, helping people that are poor in the city of Makkah particularly.
It's also, I think, financially viable for a lot of people out there. If, as you said, a bequest appears from the deceased to say, please perform an Umrah on my behalf, instead of going and booking the trip and going, and you've got to obviously perform your Farad Umrah and then perform the Umrah on their behalf, this becomes a little bit more cost-effective in that sense.
No, 100%. I mean, if you look at, one is if you send someone for Umrah to make for you, I mean, with the rand being weak on its own, makes it crazy expensive. You're looking at least 25,000 rands, you know, with the flight, etc. The other one is people have been charging between 20 and 30,000 rands on their own just for people in Makkah to make the Umrah without actual verification that these people are doing it. Do they have the knowledge, the skills, etc. to do it? At least this, I mean, at $88, comes in at about, close on to about 1,800 rands or something like that, there approximately. You know, it's really, we're not worried about price for our deceased, but also it's something accessible to everyone to pay that amount to have an Umrah, you know, even on a regular basis. You'd love to benefit. So, you know, if you've got it means, you can say, okay, you know, let me do once a week or once a month do a Umrah on behalf of my mom or my dad or my son, etc. So this makes it accessible, affordable, at the same time benefiting people as well that are in need of financial aid.
Very technically, it's like about 1,619 rand, which I think is, I mean, it's really quite reasonable if you think about it. To end off with, final two questions. Why should our listeners consider downloading the Tawqeel app, Mohammed?
First of all, we all want to benefit people that we love and that have left us. And this is the best and most authentic way from the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to benefit them as far as sadaqa jariyah, giving them continuous reward. This falls under that day as well. And everyone wants to be assured that, look, what they are giving reaches the person and, that particular act of worship is being implemented in the correct way. And easiness, you've tried it out yourself, and inshallah you'll complete the entire process. So, ease of use, very quick and efficient to get the thing done. I mean, who would have thought 10 years ago you'd be able to instruct a person to make Umrah, and within 15 minutes they leave their home and they're on their way to make the intention. So amazing. It makes it easy as well. It's accessible to everyone around the world. Mm-hmm. All right. So from any country you're in, whatever you can put it, they've given us, or we've cooperated with them at Touristo, to look after the Southern African countries, some of the Indian Ocean islands, Nigeria as well. It makes it easy for us to provide, backup services, customer service, answer people's questions, make them feel comfortable directly to the region.
Wonderful. Listeners, go and download the Tawqeel app and perform an Umrah al-Badr on behalf of a loved one, and especially somebody that you love who is deceased currently. Can you just imagine them welcoming the reward of this beautiful act of ibadat? Is there any final words that you'd like to share with us before we end off, Mohammed?
I think you've taken the words out of the mouth. Go out there. Let's benefit the people that looked after us, our parents, that looked after us. Perhaps we did not have the chance to tell them thank you for all they've done for us. We never thought of that opportunity. So here's one of the fantastic opportunities to give the thank you and to benefit them where nothing else can benefit them but good deeds done on their behalf and good deeds that Sharia allows us to do for the deceased.
Keep an eye out on my Instagram page at Safira Kaka on Air. I'm going to show you guys in real time how the app works, as I'm going to take advantage of a promo code that the team from Touristo has afforded me, and I'm going to show you guys exactly how this app works. So I will be posting up that video very soon. Jazakallah khair for joining us. Shukran for joining us on the show. It was wonderful chatting to you and the team, and I think may Allah Ta'ala reward you guys for doing such a or coordinating such a fantastic initiative, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon. Until then, you take care.
Assalamu alaikum. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Jazakallah khair to you. Honored to be on your show.
This episode was sponsored by Touristo, with 25 years of experience in the global travel industry. Touristo specializes in creating unique experiences for both the corporate and the leisure traveler. We'll chat again soon. Do keep an eye out on my Instagram page at Safira Kaka on Air. But for now, it's Fiamanila, and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.